Here we go with another edition of The Good Stuff. You bet. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here. We're so glad that you've invited us along on whatever you're doing today for the next 5 minutes or so to share a little information, try to brighten your day. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board encourages you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. 50 fun things to do in Cherry County. It all starts by going to visitvalentine.org. Check out all the different things like Merritt Reservoir, the Niobrara River, all kinds of activities that will be going on throughout the summer. State High School Rodeo Finals. If you're a rodeo fan, that's coming up June 11th through the 13th. Start it out by going to visitvalentine.org.
And let's talk about ranching life. If you're up at dawn herding, feeding, and selling, you probably want to dive into Tri-State Livestock News. Oh, it's not for everybody, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, well, this is your go-to. Covering all corners of agriculture from grain to gears. It's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News.
Well, Sheets in the Wind, Cowgirl Poetry by Georgianne Sheets, is a book that's out there, been out for a while. She's got one in here called A Keeper. He was foaled one day in spring while the dew was on the ground. His legs were long and lean. No better breeding could be found. He nuzzled close to Mama, not quite sure of where he was. He looked up and cocked his head, just like his daddy does. His eyes were like his mother's, very big and real dark brown, and his big old ears were sure in tune to every little sound. As we stood there in that hospital room, I knew a love no deeper. By gosh, honey, my husband said, I'd say this one's a keeper. It's called A Keeper by Georgianne Sheets.
Oh, that is so cute. Dick Levine said, buy low, sell high. Collect early and pay late. What do you think of those words?
Buy early and pay late, is it? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, but we're going to fix it up with Will Rogers. Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there.
Got to watch out for the trains, right?
That's right. Hey, I've got more things that you probably should be telling your daughter, or rather teaching. Girls can do most things as well as boys can in general, but know your personal limits, what your own strengths and weaknesses are. Once you know them, you can use them to your advantage. Now here's a good one. Dream big and set realistic goals. You can accomplish more than you think that you can. Listen well, both for what's being said and for what's not being said. That really means you have to pay attention. Teach your daughter to walk in someone else's shoes. Understand their lives. Read often and much. Read works of classic and contemporary literature, fiction and not fiction. Have them, or rather teach them, to appreciate the little things. And little refers to more than diamonds and pearls. Teach her how to manage money and how to write a proper thank you letter and how to type. And we're going to wrap this part up with how to hit a baseball, throw a punch, and use a compass.
Throw a punch?
Yeah. You better teach a girl that. I think that's good information.
There are some things called time on his computer. Top signs your kid is spending way too much time on his computer. Now, these appeared on David Letterman here several years ago. But he named his hamsters I, B, and M.
Really?
Every day after school, he eats his weight in silicon chips and salsa. He's been in bed all week with a computer virus.
Oh, yeah.
His name, Carl, his nickname is Carpal Tunnel Carl.
Oh, yeah. Too much time on his computer.
During a power outage, he paced around the house like a caffeinated squirrel. He calls you www.daddy.com. It's another sign that maybe your kid is spending too much time on their computer. The walls of his room are covered with printouts of Bill Gates. And two words, cyber acne. Those are some signs that your child might be spending a little bit too much time on his computer. And you know, it's going to be summertime shortly. School's going to be out. So we encourage you, plan that road trip. Maybe come to Valentine or wherever it might be. Take the family out, all right? But wherever you go, make sure you figure out how to keep listening to the good stuff.